Steve, thanks very much. Hi, everybody. It's us. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. We were all shocked earlier today to hear the sad, sad news that the legendary Chet Kopic had died, the results of a car accident in Hilton Head. We talked to Rick Hempfer right now. Rick is the co-author of a book, Your Dime, My Dance Floor, that tells the story of Chet Kopic. Rick, first of all, very, very sorry for your loss and for the city's loss. This is a tremendous loss.
Yeah, I'm still processing it. It's a sad day for sure.
I was so shocked to hear it. I've known Chet a long time. I did traffic for him when he had his group of guys on AM 1000. And I will say that Chet Kopic pretty much paved the way for sports personality radio in this town.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually invented the whole thing. I mean, there was no such thing as sports talk radio before Chet. And you know, he was a trailblazer.
He didn't wear a blazer, though. He had the fur coat. Of course, we have to bring that up.
Right.
All right.
That's true. But he was one of a kind. He was a larger-than-life kind of figure. He believed that every minute of his life was showbiz and acted that way. And, you know, you guys knew him. He was it's a big loss.
One of the many stories about him, Rick, is that if he would enter an arena, like say he was at the United Center, he would just wave, not at a particular person, but he would explain, you wave to a section, you don't wave to a person.
That's true. He had lots of wisdom like that.
Yes.
He was basically a celebrity his whole adult life. He was 22 years old when he was on the Milwaukee Bucks radio team, and that Bucks team won the NBA championship. And from then on, he was famous his whole life. So he had lots of little moments like that. I did about 30 appearances with him over the last 2 years. And people would come up to him, and he was just effusive. Oh, my God, so great to see you, you know, blah, blah, blah. They'd walk away, and I'd say, who's that? He goes, I have no idea.
But that's the showbiz. It was in his blood,
yeah.
And he made you feel good. He made
right.
Some people feel bad, I'll say that, but he was always great to me. He had been to every opening Bears game for how many years?
Yeah, 68 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What can you tell us about this? This is part of the legend that is Chet Kopic. When he was the main sports guy over at Channel 5, his sports would tend to go a little bit long. You had to end the show at 10:30 because that's when the Tonight Show started. And NBC, the network, found out about this. And I guess Johnny Carson's people were not too happy that Chet was taking the sports a little extra, huh?
Yeah, that is a true story. There were lots of stories like that in his days in Channel 5. I mean, he for the rest of his life, regretted the way he conducted himself at that time. And, you know, it's in his book, in the Your Dime, My Dance Floor. He did a whole chapter on it.
And he really got his life together. Didn't his daughter just get married, like, very recently?
Yes, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, he got to see that. This really just is shocking and only 70 years old.
I talked to him last week. He just finished another book for me with Dennis McKinnon. He wrote Dennis McKinnon's life story. And we had a conference call on Wednesday, and I guess he got into this car accident on Thursday. I mean, we're all in shock.
We're talking with Rick Hempfer. Rick is the co-author of Your Dime, My Dance Floor, which tells the story of Chet Kopic. One of the things that people admired about him the most, Rick, is how brutally honest he was. But then other people will tell you that that was part of his downfall. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I didn't realize how many bridges he had burned until I started trying to book him on media in Chicago. And he burned quite a few bridges over the years because he was so brutally honest. And, you know, you can be brutally honest about athletes, but if you're brutally honest about media people, they're very thin-skinned, as you guys know.
Yep,
the thinnest.
I'd call up and I'd say, well, when do you want Chet on? Oh, he can't come on this show. In 1983, he said this about me. Like, oh, okay.
People remember that far back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His daughter, Lindsay, put a post on Facebook. We lost our father, Chet Kopic, April 17th due to complications from injuries he sustained in a car accident outside Hilton Head, South Carolina. Just to move forward, our father's wishes were to have a memorial service for friends and family, to reflect on good times and to laugh, sharing memories of the past. When we have those details, we'll share them as soon as possible. And then Lindsay goes on to say, life is too short and you are never promised another day. Tell your friends and family you love them. You never know when your last moments with them will be. We love you, Dad, and we're so proud of you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Rick, I have to say this.
He was crying that day. The day that she got married, he was bawling.
Of course he was. He had such a heart.
Very sensitive man. I have to say this. If you live here in Chicago and you're a sports fan, you're very fortunate because you have seen some of the greats. You name the sport. If you're talking about hockey, we've seen Bobby Hull. If you're talking about football, we've seen Walter Payton. I don't think anybody described the magic of Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chet. better than Chet Kopic. Don't you think? He just made it almost poetic the way he described him.
It's true. And they worked together quite a bit when Chet was on AM 1000 and we had the Bulls games. Chet did the pregame and the postgame for all those games, and he and Michael, became friends. They did Chevy commercials together, and he, we know his middle name because of Chet.
Right, right. And anytime I don't know somebody's middle name, I say it's Jeffrey. Wendy Jeffrey
Robert
Snyder.
Montgomery Knight.
Yes.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
And, of course, AM 1000, the big story, and I wish we had the audio. I know other people have it. But Chet had this way of these long-winded, involved questions. And usually when you're talking to Tommy Lasorda, you can expect a long-winded answer in response. So he asked this question very eloquently, like I wasn't right there, turned his microphone off and took a bite. I believe it was a Cobb salad from Bigsby's, right?
I have the audio. I'll send it to you guys.
Okay, please do. He takes a bite of a salad, and that's the one time that Tommy Lasorda decides to do a very quick answer. Chet is caught there literally with his mouth full, and you hear him kind of trying to get it together, but he
magic.
Continues.
Yeah.
I really love the guy. I worked as a Stephen Geary's producer back in the late 80s, early 90s, same time Chet was at AM 1000. And I saw him every day because he was on right after our show. And, I swore during that time that he didn't even know my name because he'd always come up to me, hey, Chief, hey, Sport, And then when it was time for him to write his book, he called me back. We had a long chat. And he remembered all of those moments. He brought him up and we reminisced about him. I'm getting a little choked up.
I know. It's
a shock.
Still hard to process.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned how he kind of regretted his days over at NBC at Channel 5. What do you think he was most proud of, Rick? Could you tell?
I think he was most proud of the way he created the sports talk radio format. I mean, they called him the godfather of sports talk, and that was an apt title. And he was very proud of that. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's in there for a reason.
Do you think, though, that the industry, knowing that he invented that format, that the industry owed him another chance, or do you not feel that?
Oh, he felt that. Absolutely. I felt that, too.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he kind of got iced out with in a town with two sports talk stations that nobody had room for him. I found that difficult to understand.
And in my own personal opinion, I don't think he got enough credit for inventing that genre of talk.
Right.
I really don't.
Right. Yeah, so many people coming up now came up because they were either working under him or they were listening to him and he was influencing them. And that says a lot because the sports talk in the station is fantastic and he is the starting point of all that.
Agreed.
Well, we are just so sorry. You can get the book, Your Dime, My Dance Floor. Rick Kempfer has a bunch of other books from other people. Did he release a second book and this is going to be his third, or does he have a second one coming?
He has like five books out. We only did one of his. I'm not sure who the other publisher was, but he did a book about Doug Buffone. He did one about Otis Wilson. And, coming up in, about 3 months, we have one that he wrote with Dennis McKinnon. So we got to figure out how to handle that, but that's coming up this summer.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that. And we are so sorry. We as a city are sorry as well. Rick Kempfer, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Rick Jeffrey Kempfer. Bye, Rick. Thank you.
See ya.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.
RickKempfer.blogspot.com does some interviews for the Illinois Entertainer as well. He's on Twitter at Rick Kempfer and Eckhart's Press, Eckhartz Press.
We'll come back and share a personal memory or two about the great Chet Kopic. Very surprising news as we lose him.